Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor Bei Avraham Goldhar and Tirim Maseches Nedarim Daf Yud Beis, the first parak Kol Kanuye. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara attempts to bring a second proof to Rami Baruch Hama's inquiry whether one is matpis his neder to an item in its original state of Isser or to its current state of Heter from a brisa which states that if one vows not to eat meat nor drink wine on a given day, kiyom shemes bo avi, like the day his father died, in addition to other examples, his neder is effective. Shmuel had said about this brisa, but who shenadu ubaba osa yom? It's effective only if he was once before bound by such a neder on this day, meaning he had previously vowed to refrain from the above on the anniversary of his father's death. Even though there were many such anniversaries thereafter on which he didn't refrain, the neder is effective. So we see then that be'ikra kamatpis, one links his neder with the original state of this day, which is the first anniversary, when he did refrain from meat and wine. The Gemara deflects this proof by amending Shmuel's statement to be, v'ushenadu ubab ma'osun yom ve'elach. It's effective only if he was bound by such a neder from this day on, meaning every anniversary until now. Thus, the neder is effective irrespective of which anniversary he may be referencing. Point number two, the Gemara attempts a third proof from a Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Mabes, which states, if one declares an item, kachalas aron ukutrumaso mutter, like aron's challah, referring to the challah that separate from dough for a kohen, or like his truma, it's permitted. This is because these are considered a davra asur, an inherently forbidden item, as opposed to a davra nadur, an item prohibited through vowing. The Gemara infers that had he said, ketrumas lachme toda, like the truma of the breads of a carbon toda, meaning the four loaves separated from the 40 loaves to be given to the Kohen, the vow would be affected because this is a davra hanadur. Tosfos and Rosh explained that with ordinary truma, the grain is forbidden beforehand as well because of the tevel prohibition. Thus, it's not his truma designation that makes it prohibited, as opposed to the loaves of toda, which were originally chulin. The Gemara suggests that this should be a proof that be'ikra kamatpis, because the loaves were presumably designated for the Kohen after the Zrika, since only then are they fit for consumption. The Gemara answers that the first case of truma in the Braisa may actually refer to this truma of Valchmei Toda, in which case they are permitted. And point number three, the Gemara offers an alternative answer to its third proof, that truma of Valchmei Toda is not included in the category of Aron's truma and can actually be taken long before Zriki, even in the dough state, at which time it's not yet permitted to be eaten. The Gemara shows this by quoting Shmuel as having said, Lachmei Toda she'afim ba'ar b'chalos yatsa, loaves of Toda that he baked as four large loaves, meaning he baked each of the four types as a single large loaf instead of 40 consisting of 10 each, he's Yotzi. After clarifying, shelo yitom karban echad al chavero, that one cannot take truma from one type of loaf for another, and shelo yitom prusa, and that the truma cannot be a piece of the loaf, but a loaf itself, the Gemara concludes that the process must have been where he separated truma at the dough stage. He prepared four different types of dough, separated each one into 10 loaves of unbaked bread, took one loaf from each as truma, and then combined the 9 remaining loaves of each type into one large dough and baked it, resulting in 4 different breads. Since truma may be taken from lachmei toda at the dough stage before the zrikas adam, it can certainly be used as a davra anadur. As a result, Rami Bar Chama's question is still left unresolved. So once again, the three points are: number one, the Gemara attempts to bring a second proof to Rami Bar Chama's inquiry whether one is matpis his neder to an item in its original state of Isser or to its current state of Heter from a brisa, which states that if one vows not to eat meat nor drink wine on a given day, kayom shemes bo avi, like the day his father died, in addition to other examples, the neder is effective. Shmuel had said about this brisa, but who shenadu ubaba osa yom? It's effective only if he was once before bound by such a neder on this day, meaning he had previously vowed to refrain from the above on the anniversary of his father's death. Even though there were many such anniversaries thereafter on which he didn't refrain, the neder is effective. So we see then that be'ikra kamatpis, one links his neder with the original state of this day, which is the first anniversary, when he did refrain from meat and wine. The Gemara deflects this proof by amending Shmuel's statement to be, v'ushenadu ubab ma'osun yom ve'elach. It's effective only if he was bound by such a neder from this day on, meaning every anniversary until now. Thus, the neder is effective irrespective of which anniversary he may be referencing. Point number two, the Gemara attempts a third proof from a Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Mabes, which states, if one declares an item, kachalas aron ukutrumaso mutter, like aron's challah, referring to the challah that separate from dough for a kohen, or like his truma, it's permitted. This is because these are considered a davra asur, an inherently forbidden item, as opposed to a davra nadur, an item prohibited through vowing. The Gemara infers that had he said Ketrumas Lachme Toda, like the truma of the breads of a carbon toda, meaning the four loaves separated from the 40 loaves to be given to the Kohen, the vow would be affected because this is a Davar HaNadur. Tosfos the Rosh explained that with ordinary truma, the grain is forbidden beforehand as well because of the Tevel prohibition. Thus, it's not his truma designation that makes it prohibited, as opposed to the loaves of Toda, which were originally Chulin. The Gemara suggests that this should be a proof that Be'ikr Kamatpis, because the loaves were presumably designated for the Kohen after the Zrika, since only then are they fit for consumption. The Gemara answers that the first case of truma in the Braisa may actually refer to this truma of Lachmei Toda, in which case they are permitted. And point number 3, the Gemara offers an alternative answer to its third proof, that truma of Lachmei Toda is not included in the category of Aron's truma and can actually be taken long before Zriki, even in the dough state, at which time it's not yet permitted to be eaten. The Gemara shows this by quoting Shmuel as having said, Lachmei Toda she'afim ba'ar b'chalos yatsa, loaves of Toda that he baked as four large loaves, meaning he baked each of the four types as a single large loaf instead of 40 consisting of 10 each, he's Yotzi. After clarifying, Shelo Yitom Karban Echod Al Chavero, that one cannot take Truma from one type of loaf for another, and Shelo Yitom Prusa, and that the Truma cannot be a piece of the loaf, but a loaf itself, the Gemara concludes that the process must have been where he separated Truma at the dough stage. He prepared four different types of dough, separated each one into 10 loaves of unbaked bread, took one loaf from each as truma, and then combined the 9 remaining loaves of each type into one large dough and baked it, resulting in 4 different breads. Since truma may be taken from Lachmei Toda at the dough stage before the Zrikas Adam, it can certainly be used as a Davar HaNadur. As a result, Rami Bar Chama's question is still left unresolved. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Yud Beis, and our standard Siman is 12 brothers. 12 brothers, so here goes. The 12 brothers who each vowed not to eat or drink on their father's yard site got so hungry that they started to dream of eating Kachal's Aron Ukutrumaso and decided to distract themselves by separating Truma from the Lachmei Toda while it was still in its dough state. So once again, slow motion. The 12 brothers, that must be Siman Daf Yud Beis. The 12 brothers who each vowed not to eat or drink on their father's yard site, which reminds us the Gemara attempted to bring a second proof to Rami Bar Chama's inquiry whether one is matbis his neder to an item in its original state of Isser or to its current state of Heter, from a Brice which states that if one vows not to eat meat nor drink wine on a given day, ki yom shemes bo aviv, like the day his father died, the neder is effective. The proof is rejected when the Gemara says the cases where the brothers had fasted every year on their father's yard site. So the 12 brothers who each vowed not to eat or drink on their father's yard site got so hungry that they started to dream of eating Kachal's Aron Ukutrumaso, which reminds us the Gemara attempted a third proof from a Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel Beis, which states if one declares an item Kachal's Aron Ukutrumaso mutter, like Aron's challah or like his truma, it's permitted. This is because they're considered a davar aser, an inherently forbidden item, as opposed to a davar nadur, an item prohibited through vowing. The Gemara infers that had he said ketrumas lachmei toda, like the truma of the breads of a carbon toda, meaning the 4 loaves separate from the 40 loaves to be given to the Kohen, the vow would be effective because it's a davar nadur. The Gemara will come to reject the proof. So the 12 brothers who each vowed not to eat or drink on their father's yard site got so hungry that they started to dream of eating Kachal's Aron Ukutrumaso and decided to distract themselves by separating Truma from their Lachmei Toda while it was still in its dough state, which reminds us the Gemara demonstrates how Truma could be taken from Lachmei Toda while it's still in its dough state. So once again, the 12 brothers who each vowed not to eat or drink on their father's yard site got so hungry that they started to dream of eating Kachal's Aron Ukutrumaso and decided to distract themselves by separating Truma from their Lachmei Toda while it was still in its dough state. All right, so now we go to our 4 blot back Chazara. Dav Ches, so the Siman Dav Ches is Challah. So here goes. When the inspired baker who vowed to wake up early to learn Maseches Challah, that must be on Dav Ches. When the inspired baker who vowed to wake up early to learn Maseches Challah arrived at the Beis Midrash, which reminds us, Rav Gittel taught in the name of Rav, one who says, I will rise early and learn this parak or learn this Masech, he has made a great neder to Hashem, since he can put himself in the explicit mitzvah to learn Torah by simply reciting Kriyat Shema in the morning and evening, the oath takes effect on him because he has sworn to do beyond what he was explicitly commanded at Har Sinai. So when the inspired baker who vowed to wake up early to learn Maseches Challah arrived at the Beis Midrash, he found a distraught friend who couldn't sleep after having a nightmare that he was excommunicated, which reminds Rav Yosef said, if they excommunicated someone in his dream, he needs 10 people to release it for him. The Ron explains that we're concerned that this nidui was imposed by an agent of Hashem, and therefore 10 people are required to annul the nidui since the Shechina joins an assemblage of 10 people. So when the inspired baker, who vowed to wake up early to learn Maseches Challah, arrived at the Beis Midrash, he found a distraught friend who couldn't sleep after having a nightmare that he was excommunicated, and who only felt better when the sun began to rise, which reminds us, Abai said we learn from the pasuk which states, Shemesh Tzedak Umarpe, a son of righteousness and healing, that the dust of the day, meaning the sun, heals. The Gemara says that this pshat is in disagreement with that of Rish Lakish, who used this pasuk as a source for his statement, that in Gehenim Olam Haba, there's no Gehenim in the world to come, Ela Kodesh Baruch Hu Motzi Chamim Natika, rather Kodesh Baruch Hu will take the sun out of its case, and the tzaddikim will be healed by it, and the wicked will be dealt justice by it. Daf Tess, so the Simra Daf Tess is a teapot, so here goes. The group of Rashaim sitting around drinking tea, that must be on Daf Tess, teapot. The group of Rishayim sitting around drinking tea and making nedarim, which reminds us, the Mishnah states as another example of Yadus Nedarim, if one says, Kenidri Rishayim, Nadu ben Nazir, Ubekar, Ubeshvua, like the vows of the wicked, he's made a neder to be a Nazir, or to bring a carbon, or to effect an oath. This qualifies as a neder, because it's within the practice of the Rishayim to make nedarim. If one says, Kenidri Kasherim, like the vows of the virtuous, it's not effective, because it's not the practice of the virtuous to make nedarim. Still, if he said kinit vosam, like their pledges, the vow is effective because the ksherim do make pledges. So the group of Rishayim sitting around drinking tea and making nedarim were rebuked by the waiter who told them it's better to not vow at all than even to vow and pay, which reminds us, a pasuk in Kohelet states, Tobish v'lotitor mishetitor v'lotishalim, it's better that you do not vow than vow and not pay. Rabbi Meir says, Tob mizeh u'mizeh she'enu nodir kol ikr, better than vowing and paying, and vowing and not paying is one who does not vow at all. Rav Yehuda says, Tov mizeh u'mizeh noder u'mishalim, better than not vowing and vowing and not paying is one who vows and pays. The Ron explains that Rav Yehuda's opinion is based on the previous pasuk which says, Eser shetidor shalim, that which you vow, pay. So the group of Rishayim sitting around drinking tea and making nedarim were rebuked by the waiter who told them it's better to not vow at all than even to vow and pay. But making nedava of nezirus, like the handsome man with the long curly hair sitting in the corner next to the mirror, is totally acceptable, which reminds us of the story of Shimon HaTzadik and the handsome Nazir with beautiful hair. Daf Yud, so the Simur Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The pious members of a minion of Yidden, a minion of Yidden? That must be more on Daf Yud. The pious members of a minion of Yidden who pledge to become Nazirim, so they can bring a Chatas, which reminds us, Rabbi Yud holds that it is virtuous to become a Nazir, as he said, Chassidim Rishon Hei Misavim. Having karma chattas, the early pious ones desire to bring a karma chattas, lifi she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi tekal yadam, because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not bring any stumbling through them, so they do not have their own chattas obligations. Mayos, and what do they do instead? They would arise and pledge Nazirus to Hashem to become thereby obligated in the carbon chattas to Hashem. So the pious members of a minion of Yidden, who pledged to become Nazirim, so they can bring a chattas, were in shock when the rabbi called them sinners for abstaining from wine, which reminds us Rabbi Shimon, however, disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda and said that the pious would not accept Naziris, kadesh shlo yikru chotin, so they should not be called sinners, as it says, the keeper of love asher chata al nefesh, and the kohen will atone for the nazir for having sinned relating to the soul. The Gemara quotes a similar position, Elazar HaKapar, who added, v'kibe ezen nefesh chatazeh, regarding which soul did he sin, el shetzir atzmin yain, it's rather because he afflicted himself by abstaining from wine. So the pious members of a minion of Yidden who pledged to become Nazirim, so they can bring a chatas, were in shock when the rabbi called them sinners for abstaining from wine. Just as news broke out that the chamim mevetit kinuim for nidarim, lest people who should just say carbon will come to simply say Lashem, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said that kinuim are Lashon Umos hen. They are from the languages of other nations, whereas Reish Lakish said, Lashon Shabadu Lem Chachamu Yos Noderbo. They are terms the Chachamim invented to vow with. The Gemara explains Reish Lakish's opinion that the reason they created substitute terms rather than using the original term carbon was out of fear that a person may intend to say carbon Lashem and may say only Lashem to Hashem, thus saying Hashem's name in vain. Daf Yud Aleph. So the Simur Daf Yud Aleph is stars, like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The eccentric guide to the planetarium, which had strict rules about not eating near star exhibits, that must be on Daf Yud Aleph, stars. The eccentric guide to the planetarium, which had strict rules about not eating near star exhibits, was frustrated that his guest did not make an inference from his comment of not hulun, that which you eat, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph taught that one who says l'chun she'ochlocha aser, not chulin should be that which you eat of yours, he is forbidden from eating his friend's food. Lachulin is interpreted as lo chulin, not chulin. The Gemara here explains that by saying it should not be chulin, it's inferred that it should be instead like a carbon, and determines that the Tana is Rabbi Yehuda, for it cannot be Rabbi Meir, for Rabbi Meir does not hold of miklal lav atashomeihen, that from an inference of a negative, you hear a positive. So he would not consider this vow effective. So the eccentric guy to the planetarium, which had strict rules about not eating near star exhibits, was frustrated that his guests did not make an inference from his comment of not chulin, that which you eat. So instead he told them, la carbon lo ochlo cha, which meant that because it's like a carbon you cannot eat, which reminds Vermeer interprets the words la carbon lo ochlo cha to mean la carbon yehe lafikach lo ochlo cha, like a carbon your food should be, therefore I will not eat of yours. So the eccentric guy to the planetarium, which had strict rules about not eating near star exhibits, was frustrated that his guest did not make an inference from his comment of not chulin, that which you eat. So instead told them, la carbon lo ochlo cha, which meant that because it's like a carbon you cannot eat, and then showed them a constellation that looked like the meat of a shlamim. After Zrika, which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama asked, Hari like kabatsu zivche shlamim lach zrika's dami mahu. If one said this should be to me like the meat of a carbon shlamim, after the zrika of the blood, what is the halacha? The Gemara clarifies that the inquiry was made where a person had the meat of the shlamim after zrika in front of him, and said about a second permitted item in front of him, ze kezeh, this should be like this. The question is, bikar kamatpis, is he linking the neder with its origin, meaning the primary state of the carbon, before the zrika in which it was prohibited, obeheter kamatpis, or is he linking the neder with its current permitted status? All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do we learn that one who says, I will rise early and learn this perek, or learn this mesechta, he has made a great vow to Hashem? That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn the Mishnah which states, Lachun la'ochlecha aser is not Rabbi Meir, for he doesn't hold of miklo lav ata shomeihen? That's on Daf Yidav. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn if someone hears another one say Hashem's name in vain, he should excommunicate him? That's on Daf Zion. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we discuss a case where one says he will not eat or drink ki yom shemes bo aviv, like on the day his father died? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 5. Which of them, when the Rav Yehuda said that the Hasidim Rishon would pledge Nazirus so they could bring a Chatas to Hashem? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number 6. Which of them, when the one who has a dream that he was excommunicated needs 10 people to release it for him? That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number 7. Which of them have the story of Shimon and Tzadik and the handsome Nazir with the beautiful hair? That's on Daf Test. Good. Number 8. Which stuff does the Gemara attempt to resolve Rami Bar Chama's inquiry from the Mishnah where one uses the Lashon of Kachalos Aron Ukudrumaso in his neder? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 9. Which stuff in the Marzutra Chasidah would excommunicate himself first before excommunicating his Talmud and then later would release himself and the Talmud? That's on Daf Zion. Good. And number 10, which daf does Gemara discuss separating truma from the lachmei toda while it's still in its dough state? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.